You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What's going on? It's Metal Shop, sort of at-home version of Metal Shop. I'm talking with Amy, Matthew, and Damon from Solicitor. New album, Spectral Devastation, coming out on the 24th, Gates of Hell Records. Congratulations on the release of the new album.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty cool to see the release of this album. I know you guys have been working hard on it, but what a time to put out a record, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect timing. This was originally timed. So part of the deadline that we had worked so hard to, achieve, because we've... God, where do I even start, Matt?
So the deadline that was so hard that we had to make was due to the fact that we were going to be trying to submit the album to the label to be released the day that we played Keep It True in Germany.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we were
going to be Saturday the 25th.
Which would be next Saturday. And so we made the deadline. We got the album submitted. We were happy with everything. And then... we're just waiting to pack up and leave and go to Europe for our first tour over there. And, a pandemic hits and
the hammer falls.
Now we're stuck at home with no shows.
Yeah. So just to give you a quick timeline, we formed, November of 2018,
yep.
Put out a 2-song demo, mm-hmm. February of 2019. We played our third or fourth show ever in Chicago in May of 2019 and released a 4-song EP. After that performance, the weekend of that performance, we were approached by Cruz del Sur and Gates of Hell Records to sign for a reissue of the EP on vinyl, came out in October. And then they wanted us for the full length, the debut full length. So considering we had put out 4 songs in May of 2019, they wanted a full length album by January of 2020.
Damn.
To release in time for Keep It True, mm-hmm. which was the festival that we had been asked to play in Germany in April. Because, anyone that knows anything, obviously everyone listening to the show knows that it takes a couple of months to get an album off the ground, get mm-hmm. it sent to press,
yep.
get all the graphics and everything ready. So we had to have it all done by the January 15th.
Damn.
Sent off and ready to go.
Yeah.
So we had from May essentially to December to write and record an album. Never mind the fact that we had the reissue that had come out in October, and then we also had a summer tour in August and numerous local shows around the Northwest to contend with our time.
busy year.
Not to mention regular work and
the fact that I moved to Portland, all this stuff. So, yeah.
I have a feeling this year is going to be a little slower. So,
yeah, just a tad. I mean, we were no pun intended. We were cruising on full speed ahead and ready to just take Europe by storm, and then slam the brakes on.
Yep.
Just like everybody else in the same boat.
Absolutely. So I want to talk a little bit about the album, but before we do, I wanted to check on you guys and see, like, how are you guys handling things? How are you staying safe and sane, and how are you guys, like, kind of filling your time? Are either of you guys essential workers, or are you staying home right now? What are you guys up to?
Damon and I are essential workers. Okay. We work in the grocery industry, so we're working and then spending a lot of...
Yeah, we're heroes. <You're> heroes.
Yeah.
Thank them.
Yes.
Put my cape on, go for it.
And then we're in between that. I'm spending my time watching a lot of movies.
Okay.
And, writing new tunes.
So, movies and tunes.
Playing some Super Nintendo.
Some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rediscovering the classics.
Yeah. I've been laid off since March 13th.
Damn. Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm a bouncer and I was working down in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And the venues closed that week. And then a few days later, all the bars and restaurants closed. So both of my jobs closed. And like so many other folks, I've been navigating the unemployment system.
Mm-hmm.
Which so far hasn't been of any comfort or relief.
A lot of people are having a hard time getting their claims through and actually receiving money.
Right. I've claimed for the last 5 weeks plus my waiting week, and I have yet to see my claim processed. So,
oh, Jesus. Well, let's try to look at the positive side. At least if it does go through, I think you'll get all the back money and you'll be balling, hopefully.
Yeah, I believe that's the case. It's just a matter of waiting for it to come. And, you know, a lot of the stress and frustration, of course, comes from the fact that bills and creditors and things like that don't let up. You don't get a break in that regard.
All right, Amy. So then here's a question that's definitely relevant for you specifically and all of you, actually. So we're all going through a lot of stress and a lot of pressure and anxiety right now. And there's a lot of bad news going out there. Obviously, we can get stuck in a feedback loop of negativity. If you are having a shit day, a shit week, and you're just stressed out, you're getting a little crazy, what's an album that you can put on that will immediately just, like, maybe ease up a little bit and make you feel a little bit better?
Thundersteel by Riot.
Nice.
So without skipping a beat, Thundersteel by Riot. Flight of the Warrior specifically. That's a great track. A very uplifting track.
Hell yeah.
Guaranteed to lift your bad mood out of you.
What do you guys think?
I'm with that. No, that's... You said that, I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Yep.
Perfect.
I've been listening to Yo-Yo Ma.
Okay.
To my nerves. Not really.
Not really?
Yeah. In the Shadows by Merciful Fate did it for me the other day.
There okay. you go.
Yeah.
Some Old Testament.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just talked with Chuck Billy earlier this week from Testament. Since they have a new album out,
and
pretty crazy how the whole Bay Area thrash tour, they all came back, and a lot of them had coronavirus. Chuck Billy.
Yeah, Will Ferrell was in a coma.
Yeah.
Drummer from Death Angel. He was in a coma for 12 days.
Luckily, they're all, I think, on at least... seemingly on the other side of it. Chuck Billy was, you know, doing interviews all day, so obviously, like, he could breathe well, and he was feeling okay and stuff, so, you know, So let's talk a little bit about some inspiration, because you guys, I mean, I'm not trying to pigeonhole you guys, but you guys are very classic metal sounding, like very much like throwback a little bit, but, you know, with your own take on it and everything. But what are some of your what was the band that got you hooked on that sound and like made you like love and maybe dig in kind of like the old bins for records of stuff that you may not have known before?
You know, that's actually a really good question.
Yeah.
I would say when Substratum disbanded,
mm-hmm.
Matt and I went to Al's record store on the F.
Mm-hmm.
Al's records and CDs on the F. And we'd had our band meeting and we had made the decision to call it quits. And we were like, you know what? We don't want to stop playing music. Let's start a speed metal band.
Yep. Yeah.
And of course, we're talking about, you know, well, what does that mean to us? Leech Lord is one of the bands that comes to mind mm-hmm. immediately. Merciful Fate, Chastain, Rust in Peace, Era of Megadeth.
Yeah.
Painkiller, Era Jude's Priest.
Yeah.
I mean, I would even say Killers, Iron Maiden.
Yeah. When I was writing some of the first songs to kind of establish a sound, I was using a lot of those influences, as well as it's like you were talking about Chuck Billy. I was actually listening to a lot of early Testament, so, you know, the Ritual and the New Order were pretty heavy influences on some of the early stuff that we were writing. So that's kind of in summation what I use personally for inspiration, and what Amy and I had talked about when we had first decided to form a new band, what yeah. we kind of wanted to use as an outline for what we wanted to sound like.
That's awesome. So speed metal, I like that, because that's a term, you know, we use all these different terms like, you know, grindcore, death metal, like, you know, all that kind of stuff, like metalcore and stuff. But speed metal, it's often a term that is kind of, you know, left in the, you know, yesteryear. What, you guys want to bring speed metal back?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Better.
Keep it fast, keep it nasty, keep it mean.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. So we're going to play one of the Solicitor songs here in a little bit, but Amy, I don't want to put you on the spot here or anything, but I do have to mention that you have some of the coolest, like, just style of any vocalist I've ever seen before, as far as just, like, your attire. Have you always been like that? Have you always kind of, like, made your own clothes, done your own leathers and stuff? Or was there a time where you were, like, you saw someone and you're like, I want to be that, when you were a little kid or something?
Oh, man. That's actually a really good question. I want to say I've always been this way, but I haven't always looked this way.
You haven't always looked that badass?
I haven't always looked this way, but I've always had that attitude of, like, I'm going to do this the way that I want to.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like the crusty chick that listened to Judas Priest when I was a teenager.
Sure.
And all my friends listened to UK 82 hardcore and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I've always made my own clothes. I've always made my own jewelry. I've always been fond of other people who do the same thing.
Yeah.
Because very early on, just to give an example, I was never specifically told I couldn't do something because of this. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I wasn't raised in a particularly religious family. I wasn't, I mean, I had my hardships in life, and that's another subject for another time. But, like, when it comes down to who I am as a person, I was never told that I could not express myself.
Okay.
You know? And
good.
I will always, always be grateful for that, because it's allowed me to be who I want to be with no limitations.
That's awesome.
And no, I don't feel pressured to live in some weird shell of myself, if that makes sense.
No, it totally makes sense. That's awesome, and that's cool that you at least, you know, were encouraged, or you weren't held down. And that's probably a, you know, a big reason why, you know, you're so such a incredible, like, you know, vocalist and front woman. I don't know if that's a term to use, front men, front woman. I don't know if that's a thing to use in 2020, but, yeah.
Doesn't
so
matter to me.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, altogether, I got to admit, I have not seen Solicitor live yet. I was a huge fan of Substratum. I want to see Solicitor. Obviously, shows are on a hold right now. Let's say we're on the other side of things, whatever the time frame that means. Things are changing. Who knows? What are some do you guys imagine that maybe 2021 you would like to get to Europe? And is that kind of a goal of yours?
As it stands right now, with Keep It True being postponed, they've moved their dates to the end of August.
Okay.
So to kind of touch on what we were talking about earlier, Keep It True, this, you know, I think they're on, what, 25 years now as a metal festival.
That's so
killer. In Germany. And they traditionally take place at the end of April every year. They're one of the bigger spring European festivals. They're indoors in a soccer hall.
Cool.
And it's a pretty big deal for them to cancel or postpone anything. I think the only other time they've ever had to do that was when that Icelandic volcano erupted like 10 years ago.
Jesus, yeah.
And disrupted everyone's flights everywhere because, you know, there's ash all over Europe. So that's, you know, the second time in, what, 25 years that they've had to do this.
Yeah.
So for the time being, until things change, because chances are they will change. They postponed the dates to August of this year, and we're tentatively planning on that. However, we'll see what happens, and we'll just have to sit and wait for news. I mean, we just got the news that our a festival that we were going to tour out to in June has now been canceled. And so our summer tour plans are canceled.
Yeah.
And we'll make more posts about that on our Facebook page and stuff like that. But it's a pretty big bummer, you know, because, I mean, obviously people should take this seriously.
Yep.
It's a very serious thing. But it's also very surreal, and it's difficult to understand, and it's difficult to kind of quantify the long-term and long-reaching effects of something like this when there's so much misinformation out there.
Do you think that let's say I would imagine it's going to take a long time for big festivals and big concerts, like huge gatherings, to get back into to normalcy. But do you think that there will be a chance? I mean, you know, it's hard to really say. It's, what are we, wizards with our crystal balls here? But do you guys see, you know, like a venue, like a fun house, or like a small DIY space, or like a small bar? You think that there'll be a chance of those coming back sooner?
Sure hope so.
I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, that's the thing, is I hope so, but it's just so up in the air right now.
It's a hard question to answer and ask. Yeah.
Right. And I really worry for all of our friends in the industry who, you know, book and promote shows, and that's their income. And that's, you know, that's the reason they own a bar. That's the reason they have a stage. Like, I don't know.
Well, let's try and talk about something. I wanted to kind of let's pivot to something a little bit more positive here. And you guys are part of a scene, I would say. And I don't know if specifically like relationship wise of a scene, but like for me, there's like a real solid underground movement of bands that are like kind of throwback, but like, you know, I wouldn't. Okay, that's dismissive saying throwback. I'd say more like old school sound, but like has a lot of just like energy to it. Bands like Night Demon. I just spoke with Jarvis from Night Demon and Sirith Ungol, and you know, he's very well connected in that, and he puts on the Frost and Fire Festival with a lot of those kind of bands. So could you give me a handful of bands that you would suggest within that, you know, in the like Keep It True, Frost and Fire, that kind of scene? Because, you know, I know that there's a lot of cool stuff going on, and a lot of those bands are, I'm going to admit, kind of off my radar.
Yeah, man. There's a actually, before getting on the phone with you, we just premiered the full-length Spectral Devastation on the New Wave of True Heavy Metal Full Albums YouTube page.
Oh, cool.
And Anderson Tiago, the guy that moderates that channel, he has spent the last few years basically just compiling videos of unknown or little-known underground bands that are current and active.
Yeah.
And he does his best to make sure that, he posts all the links to their social media.
Yep.
He says, you know, if you listen to this, please buy it and please support these artists. You know, he has permission from every band that he's posted to post their links on YouTube and so on and so forth. And he's now got, 86,000 followers or something like that. Like, he's done a very good job of highlighting and giving a space to these little bands who otherwise wouldn't get recognition outside of their hometown or outside of their country. And at this point, it's a global movement.
That's so cool.
So I would definitely start there if you're looking for newer bands that are off your radar, for sure. A few that come to mind.
Ghostblood.
Ghostblood.
You know, local hometown favorites. But a few that come to mind for me, at least, are Sign of the Jackal. They're from Italy.
Oh, cool.
That's a female fronted speed metal band from Italy. I would say Fatal Curse from Rochester, New York.
Yeah, they're great, totally.
They've got like a great new wave of British heavy metal sound.
Yeah.
That they've been for.
Chevalier from Finland is one of my favorite.
Yeah, Chevalier. Spelled Chevalier, Chevalier.
Yeah. Great.
Oh, gosh. They just have a whole sound of their own right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's our label mates Traveler from Canada just released their second full length Termination Shock. The list is endless, man.
That's awesome.
I would definitely start there with New Wave of True Heavy Metal Full Albums YouTube channel and just find yourself in a hole. Just keep,
yep.
Just hit that fucking autoplay button,
yep.
And let it roll. Because, man, there's some good shit out there.
Amy, here's the thing. I think a lot of us have that time to do that. So
I hope so. Better.
We have a lot of time right now on our hands, so might as well deep dive on some shit that we don't know about and get immersed. Yeah, dude. So let me ask a couple more questions before we play this song. Okay, here's a weird one, but I want to know if any of you three, and I want to hear all three of your answer. If you were magically transported into UFC or WWE and you had to choose a theme song to get you pumped up, what would it be?
A theme song to get me pumped up?
Yep, to come to the ring in it, too.
Oh, good God.
Matt?
Oh. A pump-up song.
Turbo Lover?
This is a great question, because I was just at a match in Portland, and it was great.
Nice.
They're thinking. I'm thinking too.
I mean, oddly enough, I haven't put much thought into this.
Bob Seger, Night Moves?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Clearly.
Something by Simon and Garfunkel.
Uh-huh. There you go, yeah.
Some Sound of Silence.
You'll have mine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really great question.
Yeah.
You know, Battle Angels by Sanctuary.
Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. Worrell.
Yeah, Vengeance.
Amazing.
March of the FOD.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a heavy one. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but something about that opening riff in South of Heaven always just gets me really in the zone. So maybe something like that. Like a slow creeping just...
Question:
gets in my blood.
Is this a cage match?
If you want it to be,
yeah,
or a tag team.
We have different answers for each.
Amy, I would not want to face you in like a cage match. I think you have some experience with like heavy chains and shit, so you would annihilate.
Yeah, you know, give me a trash can or a chair any day.
Nice. Okay, so one last question before we get into the song, and this is another one that might be a little difficult for you, but just think about what are four albums that have had a direct positive impact on your life? And I want
four
all of you
albums.
To. Yep, I want all of you to answer it.
I'm gonna go ahead and say Chastain's Voice of the Cult.
Okay.
Dio's Sacred Heart.
Nice.
Sin After Sin, the Judas Priest.
Killer.
And album number four. I'm going to keep rolling with Sanctuary, Refuge Denied.
Nice. Right on. Mm-hmm. And Matt Damon. Whenever you got him.
That's narrowing it down to four.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Well, definitely the album I heard when I was a teenager that made me want to play guitar in the first place mm-hmm. was Master of Puppets.
Nice. Yep. Classic.
So, I mean, kind of an obvious one, but in the mid-90s, nobody was really listening to much thrash metal, so...
Mm-hmm.
That was a game changer for me. Jesus. Rainbow, the first Rainbow record, the second Rainbow record.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything with Dio on it. God damn. You have to come back to me for.
Okay. Well, we got 50% for you.
Yeah. I'm at 50.
Come back.
Like spreading the disease, Anthrax.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
That's a fitting album title for right now.
Oh, man. And then I was going
damn it.
Probably some early Testament or some... I mean, yeah, I was big into Testament.
Yep.
Like Souls of Black or New Order... Rust in Peace.
Yeah, Rust in Peace is probably on there for me as well.
What a perfect album.
It is. Just
like, start to finish.
So many. I spent so many hours toiling over those leads trying to when I was learning guitar. Still learning them. Still can't play those things.
That's my quarantine project is to learn Tornado of Souls.
So oh my God, yeah.
With all this time.
Oh.
Still can't get it.
And then show it to Dave Mustaine and he'll go, nah, you don't got it, bro.
No,
pretty much, yeah.
More. Try again, bro.
Yellow me.
Exactly.
I guess my last one, I'd have a couple, but probably my last one would be We're Only In It for the Money by Frank Zappa.
Okay, yeah.
It's a little, not a heavy album, but it's, I've listened to that album more times than I can count, and it's just every time I find something new in it, it's just great. One thing about Frank Zappa's catalog, aside from the vastness, is the density of the music.
Yeah. Right on. Well, yeah, so do you guys have any words of encouragement or, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, anything deep or heavy or anything, but anything out there for anyone who might be kind of, you know, obviously staying inside and staying safe and staying sane and listening to want to hear a new song from the new album?
Well, if you're able to get some fresh air, open a goddamn window.
Yeah.
For one. You know, maybe don't go outside per se, but at least get some fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Open your curtains, let some sun in.
Know that we're all in it together. We're all kind of mm-hmm. same boat,
right?
So,
and you guys are the heroes.
But we're all going to get through it together.
Yeah, yeah, we're all isolated, but we're not really alone.
Yeah,
solace in that, I guess.
All
check
right.
out some bands on YouTube. Listen to some new tunes.
Absolutely. And we're gonna do that. We're gonna check out the new Solicitor album, Spectral Devastation. It's available this coming Friday, the 24th, on Gates of Hell Records. You can order it now. First off, I did have to ask, before we play the song, one last question, and this is gonna be an easy one for you. Who did the album cover? Because that is badass.
Lauren Gornick. Lauren Gornick of Gornick Illustration.
Okay.
She's done art for Meat Creeper. She's done art for Deceased.
Mm-hmm.
She's done art for Savage Master, some buddies of ours. She's She also does graphic art for like NASCAR raceways and sports vehicles and stuff like that. She's got a huge catalog of art within her portfolio. Great inspirations all around. Super easy to work with. Definitely check her out. She's got an Instagram at Gornick Illustration. That's G-O-R-N-I-K Illustration. She also goes by Lauren Gornick Illustration on Facebook. Super reasonable rates. Totally rad lady. She books and promotes shows in the St. Louis area.
Cool.
She's cool as shit. So definitely check out her stuff. Death metal, speed metal, heavy metal. I mean, she can do it all.
I mean, death metal, speed metal, heavy metal. NASCAR.
NASCAR.
Exactly. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shut up right now, and I'm going to let anyone speak up who wants to be. You got to be as cheesy as possible. Imagine FM, morning, corny radio DJ or something. I want you to introduce your own song in the cheesiest way possible, okay?
Cheesiest way possible.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Who's stepping up?
This is Amy.
This is Matt.
This is Damon.
You are listening to KISW. Ow!
Yeah.
Spectres of War off Spectral Devastation now.
Check it out.
Die!
Pass has been
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.